בכבוד. With your permission. He speaks Parasha in America. Parasha Shlach is the second Holocaust of Am Israel. The first Holocaust was in Egypt. A few days before we left Egypt, 2.4 million people said they're not living. We're going to stay in Egypt. So they died in the darkness. Of course, the question is, why did they die? You don't want to go to Israel, you come to Englewood. Nothing's wrong with this. Not rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they had a point. That businesses in Egypt, that houses in Egypt. Now you have to leave Egypt, you have to go to the desert. Don't know where you're going to end up. So 2.4 said that they rather stay in Egypt. They didn't say, Chas Shalom, they can do Amudah Zarah or something, they can do bad things. Nevertheless, first Holocaust. The second Holocaust is this week's Parashan. Moshe Rabbeinu sent spies with the permission, not the advisable, the permission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to check out the land. Eretz Yisrael. He appointed, the Gemara says, the way the Torah writes it, the top guys. What call kulam anashim, anashim ksharim, tzadikim, holy people. You go and check Eretz Yisrael, come back and tell us, what did you see? There are 12. Each one represents one tribe. They went to Eretz Israel, they came back, and they gave the information and said it's not the best thing to move to Israel. It's not the best. People over there, giants over there, they said they saw a lot of funerals, strange people, strange fruits. I mean, very hard to capture, to conquer the Eretz Israel. The Gemara says giants, people just looked at a giant, fainted. It's a scary thing to look at a giant. We cannot imagine what it means. We're talking about somebody 700 feet, some of them 5,000 feet. Enormous. Giant. So the one thing is that Am Yisrael heard the information and started to cry. Started to cry. They don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And obviously they're right, because it's their representative that Moshe sent, came back upon his mission, and most of the information is accurate. Maybe they exaggerate a little bit more to scare the people a little bit more, but overall the information was giants over there, Amalek is over there, we saw a lot of funerals. It's true, there is a reason for the funerals. But the information was almost accurate. Almost. Excuse me. So Hashem is very upset. And come the Gemara and says, Hashem said a statement like this. You cried for nothing. Gemara says that night the messengers came, the spies came back, was Tisha B'Av night. Hashem designated that night, according to one of the explanations, not just the first Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash are going to be destroyed on that night, but actually the destruction of Beit HaMikdash is going to happen because you cried for nothing. Why did you cry? First of all, what does it mean, I cry for nothing? I cry for nothing. There's no sin, doesn't say in the Torah, not to cry. Somebody wants to cry, go ahead. There's no sins to cry. And the second question is, it's not for nothing. Don't mean it for nothing. I left my business, left my house in Egypt. Now I'm stuck in the desert. And the messengers that represented me told me, they're telling me, don't go to Israel. You're going to die out there. What's going to be with my children? What's going to be with the whole thing that I left Egypt for nothing? So, I have a right to cry. I have a right to cry. Even if I don't have a right to cry, let's say you're not supposed to cry. So there's the punishment. Hashem said, you know what, because you cry for nothing, but I mean it's going to be destroyed. Not only that, second Holocaust, 600,000 people are going to die now in the desert, never going to come to Israel. So what did I do? What did I do? Because you cried? So what? This is the reason not to go to Israel? Because you cried? Happened to be that you know that I cried. Okay, whatever it is, again. Maybe it's a sin, maybe it's not a sin, maybe I shouldn't have cried. Okay. But at the end of the day, I cried. So, for this Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed because I cried? Why? Why Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed because I cried? What did I do? What's the Beit HaMikdash with my crying? The one says, no, you're crying for nothing. Chiyah shel chinam. I don't know what it means exactly. Crying for nothing. Six 600,000 people vanished in the desert. So the Gemara tells us like this. Next is Parashat Korach. There is a machloket with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says in the text, when Moshe heard, there's a machloket with him. So the Torah says Moshe fainted. Says the Gemara, so why Moshe doesn't pray? Moshe usually likes to pray for us. What happened? He doesn't pray. Moshe doesn't pray. Says the Gemara, well, I'll tell you what it is. It's already a few times that something happened. First time Israel did the golden calf. Last year, Moshe prayed. Then last week parasha, people complain after they left Har Sinai on the way to Israel. They complain it's too hard for us to go. Moshe prayed. This week's parasha with the spies, even though that Hashem eventually is going to Hashalom going to kill everybody, but Moshe prayed to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, tried to make the punishment a little bit softer, if I may say. And now, says the Gemara, look, it's number four. Now it's number four. Moshe gave up. Three times Moshe prayed for us. Even though this parasha won't help so much, people will die eventually, but the Gemara says they're going to die every year, 15,000 and change. Not that it helps anything. I come to the Gemara with the same thing. He said, the fourth time is no way, no way. Moshe cannot pray. He said, why can't pray? He says, Korach is making a machloket. Okay, so making a machloket, pray to Hashem. I says, I prayed already. You didn't pray. You prayed for the golden calf. But you didn't pray for that particular thing. That's the machloket with Korach. And they're blaming Moshe for certain things. Moshe should have prayed to Hashem. Says, no. Number four. What he has against number four? What's against number four? He's going to the Gemara and says like this. In the Torah, in the Mishkan, and Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan. So certain vessels in the Mishkan, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to put a crown on the vessel. For example, the Gemara says, if you read the text, Parashat Uma, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you build an ark, and on the ark, on the top, you make like a little, something like 2.5 inches, the Gemara says. About 2.5 inches, you're going to make like a crown. The same thing comes to Torah and says you should make the same crown on the table in Beit HaMikdash and the same crown you make on the golden altar. Says the Gemara, what is it all about? What, it's for beauty? I says, no, not beauty. Says the Gemara, it says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. It goes like this. Ari explained like this. The Mishnah says a person has to know in his lifetime that whatever he does or he did, Hashem will not waive it. Hashem sometimes is hard, he judges a person, sometimes he judges a person with mercy. The Mishnah said, don't think you did something and you just bang on your heart and you still hot is coming and Yom Kippur is coming and Hashem said, okay, forget about it, no such thing. You got to pay the bill. Likewise, I say likewise. Somebody broke something. And he broke something, he wants to pay. I say, listen, can I ask you something? I ask you forgiveness. I say, okay, but look at the damage. You did the damage. Well, what's forgiveness? I forgave you. Okay. Even though you did it on purpose. Okay. But this damage was done. So what's going to be the damage? So he says, that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah says, there's no way that Hashem will waive a decree. There's no way. You did something, you got to pay. I says, you pray to Hashem, Hashem should do it with mercy, with rachamim, that Chas Shalom should not suffer, the Yisurim Cholayim Raim, person should pay to Hashem, like to pay to the Chatam Zafir Zadari, says, Hashem is the Gezerah on the person, for example, that a wall should fall on him. Gezerah, he did something, it's called Skila. So when he prays to Hashem, what Hashem is going to do it, as Hashem is going to take, for example, the wall, or the mound of dust, that if you grind the wall, is going to be equal to the wall. So Hashem, you have dust on you. You have dust falling on you all the time. You know, you don't feel it, you know. You have to brush your head, you have to brush your clothing, you know, you have in the house the dust. Sometimes there's a sandstorm. There's no way Hashem just forget about it. But he says, but you know, there is one place in Shemaim, it's called the crown of Hashem. If somebody has the ability to connect to the crown of Hashem, so he says over there, everything is mercy. It means Hashem is not going to look at your file, and Hashem is not going to have to punish you or to do something to you because you're under the umbrella of the crown. It's called the Keter. The crown of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah Perkei Avot, and Chachamim say, Shlosha Ketarim. There are three crowns. One is called Keter Kehuna. It means that the Kohen, he is under the crown of Hashem. One is Keter Torah, the crown of Torah. One is Keter Malchut, the crown of kingdom. Keter Shem Tov Oleh Al Gabein, says the Mishnah, but it's another crown. This is really the top. We may say the top of the crown. It's called Keter Shem Tov, a good name. Oleh Al Gabein, says the Mishnah. So comes Rashi, comes the Gemara and explains like this. I want to explain to you. When Hashem told us to make a Mishkan, and Hashem told us what is going to be in the Mishkan, so, for example, Hashem told us to make the Mishkan an ark, a chal, and the luchot, the tablets were inside. So, what's the purpose? Just, you know, Hashem wants it. No. Hashem wants you to understand something. Hashem wants you to understand, you make a crown on the ark. That crown, it means, that it's called the crown of Torah. It means like this. Comes the Gemara, says like this, listen. Chas shalom, chas shalom. Somebody needs Yeshua. He needs something. A parnasa, a pashlema, something. He says, what's the best thing to do? To say Tehillim or to learn Torah? He says, the Gemara, better learn Torah. He says, the Gemara, Tehillim will help you right now. He says, somebody sick. I say Tehillim for him. I says, that Tehillim is going to help right now. But in 5 minutes, after finish the Tehillim, again, it's the same situation. Maybe at the time that you say Tehillim, at that time, is going to be healed? Okay. But if it's not going to be healed completely, so it's going to fall back right after the Tehillim. Says the Gemara, but Torah is not like this. So the Torah, the power of Torah, says the Gemara, is so powerful that even after you finish learning Torah, the Torah is still protects you. That's how powerful Torah is. Says the Gemara says, better off, only time or Torah on the time. The Gemara actually says it. The Gemara should say it, you know, you should concentrate on Torah more than Tefillah. Concentrate. In one version. It says, what is the secret behind it? Why Torah can help me more than my prayers? The Gemara says, because Torah connects you to the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is upstairs, there's a crown, it's called crown of Torah. And if you're under the crown, then everything is mercy, so nothing can happen. So that power of Torah, says the Gemara, is so powerful, that crown, that even after you finish learning, and you're not learning now, the energy of the Torah that you learn is so powerful, that your connection to the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the crowns called Keter Torah, the crown of Torah, it says it's going to protect you forever. So actually the Gemara says you can get anything by learning Torah. But it's not just by learning. What it means is you have to connect it to the crown. It's not just, you know, you take the Gemara and you learn. It means that you feel that the whole thing is Torah by you and you don't understand anything else. That's called connecting to Torah. It's not just, you know, making a phone call to the crown. It means you have to belong yourself to relay yourself and belong yourself to the Torah under the crown. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Therefore, Hashem told us to put in the Mishkan an ark, and inside the Torah, and to make a crown on top of it, to tell you, here, see the crown? So the Gemara says, but you have to aim, when you pray to Hashem, and you have to need something, aim for the crown. Aim for the crown, you can listen to the crown, you have Yeshua. That's the purpose. Not that Hashem needs a museum, but then the Tamidash have a nice thing with the tablets. No. That ark with the tablets inside generates special energy and the connection to every person to be able to connect them to the crown to be saved. It's for our benefit. It's not that Hashem needs it. Hashem doesn't need it. So this is called, the Gemara said, it's called Keter Torah, the crown of Torah. This is ark. That is really the secret. Our Torah tells us, and Hashem met Moshe Rabbeinu the first time, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I heard Am Yisrael screaming and suffering so much. Go take them out of Egypt. There's a conversation in the text that Moshe said, first said, who am I? And secondly, he says, what privilege they have to be taken out. He says, excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not the prosecutor, you're police. Hashem tells you, you're the Mashiach. And actually, the Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're not going, nobody's going to go. I designated you that you should be the Redeemer right now. And Moshe argues with Hashem, and he says, what the zuchut, what merit? What about merit? What does it mean? Hashem tells you, he heard them screaming, and it's not your business anyway. If Hashem tells you, go take Am Israel, so you argue with Hashem, he says, why shall I take him? What do you mean I shall take him? He says, what the zuchut, what do you mean the zuchut? Moshe Rabbeinu is not cruel, the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu was designated and was chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu because he's so merciful. Now he's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, what is it? Rabbeinu said, the argument was like this. Since Am Israel did not do Brit Milah in Egypt, and the Gemara says they went to theater, parades, circuses, and went down 49 gate of Avodah Zarah, participating in the parades, that bill has to be paid. It's impossible, Hashem will take you out of Egypt, and Hashem will forget whatever you did in Egypt. It's true, maybe you're under pressure, it doesn't matter now. At the end of the day, you did not behave in Egypt. You canceled Brit Milah, you didn't do Brit Milah. So what good it is if Hashem will take me out of Egypt, and I know that I have a debt behind me, coming out with a suitcase of decrees, of whom knows what's going to happen to me because I have to pay what I did. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu argued with Hashem. Say, listen, with all the respect, I understand they're screaming. You want to take them out. I know the truth, what's going to happen. They're going to come out, and they're going to start suffering over there. They're going to have to pay the bill. Yisurim b'markim, the Gemara says, suffering, that's how you pay bills. And Hashem told him, listen, I want to tell you something. The privilege is they're taking out because I'm going to give them the Torah. Tell them that. It means that Moshe is going to come to Am Yisrael, and tell him, listen, Rabotai, I had an argument with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a dialogue. And Hashem told me to go, come take you out of Egypt. But I argue that I don't want to take you out because it's not going to be better the other way. Who knows what's going to happen to you on the way because you didn't behave with me. Nobody did Brit Milah. They didn't do Brit Milah even the last moment. They didn't want to do Brit Milah. So Hashem told me to tell you, he's going to give you the Torah. He said, Torah, what it says to do anything? So he said, Chachamim said, that's what it means. The answer of Hashem was, I'm going to give them the Torah. It's going to be the crown of Torah. The crown of Torah, it means you exempt from all the decrees. That's what the Torah, Hashem said. As the Gemara said, we got to our Sinai, Hashem cleaned us completely. I says, why? Because he's coming to Har Sinai to get the Torah. And I says, now you can be connected to the crown. That's crown. It's called the crown of Torah. As long as you connect yourself to the crown, all the past being erased. You don't know anything. Unless you can come back if you do something bad. But if you're going to behave from now on, the government forgets about student loan. Finish. You don't know nothing. Don't know nothing. Your exemption. Finish. It's the secret of the Torah. It's not that Hashem wants you to keep the Torah. Hashem knows, the Gemara says you should know. Gemara says, Hashem says like this. The Beit HaMikdash is going to come down and we're going to build Me'aminu Amin now. So Gemara says everybody would have to come to Beit HaMikdash with a little sheep sacrifice. Gemara says, for what? I said, you must have done a sin. Anyone. So everybody did a sin. Gemara says, I tell you what it is. Let's say one time in your heart you did not like somebody. Let's say that you don't get along with somebody. So they didn't say anything, but it was in your heart. So that moment that you have such thing in your heart, you don't like somebody, or you don't love this guy, it's a sin. It's a sin without a punishment from Bedin, but after HaKamocha, any moment you can have a sin. Every second, if you don't like few people, it's every second few sins. Every minute a sin. I don't like this guy. He says, good, it's a privilege. A sin, doesn't matter, a sin. After HaKamocha, you can. So Gemara said, listen, when the Mashiach will come, you have to come to Beit HaMikdash with the sheep. He said, what did I do? I said, you must have done something. I said, I didn't do nothing. I'm clean. I said, in your heart, ever in your heart, ever. In your lifetime, one time, you dislike somebody. Or you did not love somebody the way you love yourself. Sin, finish. So Gemara says, there's no exemption. And that, what the Chachamim said, the Gemara says, Hashem gave us an exit. If you connect yourself to the crown, exemption. But you have to be connected to the crown. Says the Gemara, Chachamim, last week, Parasha, when Hashem told Moshe, let them move to Eretz Israel. The Gemara says, when Am Yisrael heard it, they packed up the bags right away. They folded the tents and they said, enough was enough over here. We stayed almost a year under Har Sinai. Moshe gave us lectures every day. Learn Torah. It's enough. Says the Gemara, like a little child, when he hears the bell in the school, runs with his briefcase. So what was so bad in school? It's a pleasure, it's a camp. What do you have in school? Mother. You sit down, you learn, you have lunch, you play outside, breaks all the time, trips, 3 months in the summertime, wasting your time. So what's wrong with this? So the Gemara, that's the way we acted. I mean, Moshe told us we're going to Israel. It's not that we're so happy to get Israel. Because the Gemara said we're so happy to just run away from the Torah. Run away from the Torah, it means you broke so-called the connection to the crown of Torah. It means something that Hashem invented for you. He says, look, Hashem gave you the Torah in order for your protection. This is the crown of Torah. He says, this is the crown on the ark. He says, you canceled it. Moshe prayed for us. It was a fire. The Torah says, last week we read, it was a fire. Some people got burned. And the Gemara says, if Moshe would have not prayed, all of Israel would get burned immediately in a second. Moshe prayed. Okay? What it means is, we lost the connection of the crown of Torah. Actually, the Gemara says, when we did the golden calf, what was really the damage of the golden calf? What happened? The Torah says, listen, before you got the Torah, Hashem told us, Vaya Moshe, attempt you Kohanim. Every Jew is going to be a Kohen. Ari said, Mashiach will come, every Jew is going to be a Kohen. Israel are going to be the Goyim, the good Goyim, not the liberals, the good ones, the Republicans. They're going to convert. Ari says it. I don't say that. Ari says, no liberals. Those are going to convert to be Jews. The only Jewish people will be Kohanim Leviim. Actually, the Gemara says, the Torah says in the text, after the golden calf, we lost the opportunity to be Kohanim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated Aaron to be the Kohanim's children. It means like this. A Kohen means that you're a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One says it's, in a way, you're a messenger of Hashem. You connect yourself to the crown of Kohen in Shamayim. One says that it is the angel Michael is the Kohen HaGadol in Shamayim. Just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, again, the opportunity to be saved from all the decrees and the tragedies by being a Kohen. I said, if you're a Kohen, it means you're a messenger of Hashem. So they have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you have such a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so even if you did something not 100%, since you connect yourself to the crown of the skull of the Kohen, Hashem, so-called, puts a hold on all the things, it doesn't check your file. But they did the golden calf. What happened was, we disconnect ourselves from the crown of Kohen. And that's why Hashem took so-called the kuna from us and gave it to Aaron HaKohen. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to pray. Because Hashem wanted just to destroy us. What happened? He's supposed to be my Kohen. You're not my Kohen. You dance around the golden calf. You kiss the golden calf. You sacrifice the golden calf. It's in the text. We sacrifice the golden calf. Means you, my Kohen. And now you, a Kohen for Avodah Zarah. That's the worst thing that happened. The worst thing in the world. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for this. The third thing, really, is this is parasha. This is what is really the tragedy of the spies. And Hashem is so upset. Says, you cry for nothing. Gemara says like this. You should know the truth. The Gemara says, the parnasa, that we have food, and we have everything, is everything starts from the root. And the root is Eretz Yisrael. So the Zohar says like this, look. When Hashem met Moshe Rabbeinu the first time, he tells him like this, I'm going to send you to take Am Israel from the poverty of Egypt, in the text it says like this, to a land that has a lot of honey and milk. Davat chalav uvash. Milk and honey. Says the song, 50 times in the Torah, Hashem repeats it. It's a description of Eretz Israel. Says, what do you know about Israel? I said, I tell you, I know what it is. They invented ways. You know Eretz Israel? You know Israel? No. I tell you what Eretz Israel is. Eretz Israel in all Torah, you know what it is? Zavat chalav udvash. A lot of milk and honey. So what you come to Gemara and Megillah and tell us, you know, in Israel was the war, rivers of honey. From the dates and from the figs. The rivers of milk coming from the goats and the sheep. So that's how it's being described. Because Chachamim Zohar says that this is because that is really the root of the Parnasa. So come to Gemara and says like this. Look. So Avraham Avinu, you read the story, the angels came to visit Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu gave them, he said he's going to give them bread. Give them bread. So told Avinu like this, look. You gave them bread, you said you can eat. By only saying that you're going to give them bread, I swear in your life, that merit, I'm going to give your children man in the desert, and I'm going to give them in Eretz Israel the seven kinds, the bread, the chita, sorah, barley, wheat, barley, vineyard, fig, pomegranate, olive, dates. So what is it all about? I says, this Eretz Israel is being blessed by those things. It means the whole world's economy and food depends on Eretz Israel. Bizuchut, the merit of Avraham Avinu. And Hashem continues. And Olam Haba, Latid Lavo, it's going to be so much food, you don't have to worry. So the Gemara says in Ketubot, you know, bread will come straight from the ground, as well as clothing. The ground is going to produce. You don't have to go to the bakery anymore. You're going to have cheesecake coming out of the ground. It says, what is the power of it? What is the power? That's the power of Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel is the center of the world, says the Gemara says. And Eretz Israel is responsible for the power of Nasa. The Gemara says, you know, If a person say Tilal David three times a day with Havana, that paragraph is going to Olam Haba. Why going to Olam Haba? Because you say Ashrei b'Chavana? I said no. Because the Gemara says because of that sentence, Potiach et Yadecha. Because you say to Hashem, you Potiach et Yadecha, not me. You open your hands. Umazvir chon hayatzon, you give food to everybody. She said, Gemara, what's so great about it? Gemara says, I tell you what it is. Parnasa is a proof of the kingdom of Hashem. A proof. It's impossible to feed trillions of people and throw so much food to the ocean. This is a proof of the Malchut. Says the Gemara, look, Hashem decided to make a table in Beit HaMikdash and to put bread on the table once a week, Shabbat. The bread was baked on Friday, and the following Friday they baked new bread, and the following Shabbat they changed the bread. Since the Gemara used to take the table outside, and people used to come to Beit HaMikdash, used to show them the table, and they say, look, the bread is still hot. The bread is still hot. Says the Gemara, to show you what it means, Panasa. And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu when he's going to make the table, he said, make a crown on the table. The Gemara says, what's this crown on the table now? He told me the crown of the ark is the crown of Torah. Okay, fine. Then you told me to make a crown, says the Gemara, on the altar is for the Kohanim. What's the crown on the table for? Gemara says, do you know what the crown on the table is? It's to show Hashem is the king. It's called Keter Malchut, the crown of kingdom. And it says, via the table, that table that was in Beit HaMikdash with the hot bread supplied to the whole world food. And that everybody was able to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the king. He says, look, how come you have so much food? How come? I says, Hashem does it. He says, where? It's from that table. So the table of HaMikdash was something that everybody was able to have panasa b'shefa, good panasa, and says you connect yourself to the crown. I says not because the table, because you connect yourself to the kingdom of Hashem. So the table was in Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash is in Eretz Yisrael. I says the power of Eretz Yisrael, says the Zohar, Zavat Chalav Udvash, it means there's the power of the kingdom. I says when you see in Eretz Yisrael so much milk and honey traveling, and the way the Gemara explained how rich the people were in Eretz Israel and how much panasa they had, I says that shows that Hashem is the king. I said, we said, Naaseh v'nishma, I said, we accepted the Torah, the designated nation, and I said, the Jewish people control the world. I said, what is behind it? It's behind it, Hashem wants everybody should recognize him. And not because Hashem wants us. I says, we are just a tool to spread Hashem's kingdom. Gemara says, that's the Parnasa, that's Eretz Yisrael. It says, Eretz Yisrael supplies to the whole world energy via the bread. This is the secret of Birkat Hamazon. The Zohar says, somebody has a difficulty in Parnasa, should say Birkat Hamazon slowly. Should have his jacket on, should have his hat on. It says, Shulchan Aruch is like Shmonesre. It says, I guarantee Parnasa, guarantee. I says, why? It's an explanation because they said thank you to Hashem because they ate. And someone said, no. Birkat Hamazon, the first paragraph made Moshe Rabbeinu. The second paragraph made Yoshua. It says, the second paragraph reads like this, thank you for the land. I said, what the land has to do with anything? Thank you for the food. I said, no, thank you for the land. Actually, in the Torah, it says, V'achalta, B'savata, V'arachta, Torah says, after you finish eating, bless the land. What the land? You have to bless the pita. It says, no, bless the land. It says in the text in the Torah. Actually, Yoshua said, Al-Avet v'al-Amazon, you say, thank you for the land. And what did the land has to do with them? What my land it has to do with money? With my food now. I ate food. I'm not even in Israel now. No, you don't understand. The food that you have now in America is because Eretz Israel supplies food. The whole thing is Eretz Israel. Why is Eretz Israel? Because Hashem so-called dwells mainly in Eretz Israel, and Hashem wants everybody to recognize his kingdom, to believe in him, in order for Hashem to, of course, to pay him, not Hashem doesn't care less. And the food is a tool to believe in Hashem, but that food comes from Eretz Israel. So really, the whole thing, the whole Birkat HaMazon is Eretz Israel. And of course, it's Yerushalayim, and therefore they say the second, third paragraph, Yisrachem, Hashem Elokim Yisrael, Amach, Shalom Yirach, Ratzim Shkak Vodach, Yisrael Yonach, Devirach, Bet HaMikdash, what is it to do now, Birkat HaMazon, Bet HaMikdash, what do you have to say, Bet HaMikdash? And this is the Zohar says, if you say Birkat HaMazon B'Chavona, it's not that just thank you for the food. It's to advertise the Kadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom. And you realize that the food that you have is because Hashem gave it to you. That's the Gemara says, a person has to trust Hashem, this was the man that was given us in the desert. So you may not have left from one day to the next. Moshe told us, listen, he can't live. If you leave one day to the next, it's gonna get warm. Says, what's Hashem care so much? Let them stay. One big deal, I have a freezer for Hashem. So, I got man today. I put in the freezer. Hashem said, no. Every day, 38 years, we got 40, almost 40 years, we got man, daily. Can't live from that one. What is it all about? For what? Not only that, the Torah says, when you went to collect, everybody collected exactly the same measurement. Doesn't matter how much he packed in the bag, he came home, shrank. He only took a few pieces, came home, expanded. What was it all about? So understand that the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, via the food, you understand the kingdom. That's really the secret in Gan Eden. Hashem tested Adam HaRishon, he told him, listen, you may eat from every tree, but from that tree, don't eat. This is why Hashem told him that thing. Hashem would have told him, listen, on every tree you're allowed to climb, don't climb that one. It has to do with food. The first test that we had was food. What is it? Because via the food you understand what it means, the kingdom. Understand the kingdom. So Adam HaRishon, so-called, when he ate from the tree, what he did is he disconnected himself from the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hashem told him. If you're going to eat, you're going to die. I'm going to die. It's not poison. Why are you going to die? Because Hashem just wanted it. No. Because here in this world, you have to trust Hashem. You have to believe Hashem is the king. Otherwise, the Gemara says, you don't believe in Hashem. The Gemara said, actually, Adam HaRishon did not believe in Hashem. What do you mean he didn't believe? Of course he believed in Hashem. No. If you eat something that Hashem said, don't eat, it means you don't believe in Hashem. Why? Because the food was made for you to realize who Hashem is. And therefore, again, the table had a crown on it. I says, this is the crown of Malchut. Actually, if somebody, Am Yisrael said the 2.4 million people said they're not leaving Egypt, they're staying in Egypt. So, what do you mean? You don't want to go to Israel? Let me explain to you something. If you don't go to Israel, it means you don't believe in the kingdom of Hashem. So, what are you doing here? It's not a punishment. You just lost your visa. Not a punishment. You're here to understand the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael supplies everything. So you have no right to eat anything in Egypt. The only way you're allowed to eat healthy food is because the food comes from a designated place in Eretz Yisrael. They chose the kingdom of Hashem. You don't want to go to Israel, so you don't need food. You don't need food, you die. And Am Yisrael, last week, Parasha Torah says, they came to Moshe and said, Moshe, and they cried, we don't want the man anymore. We want to have fish. This, we remember the fish, and they said that we are going to eat in Egypt. Not that we ate. It means to have in mind to go back to Egypt to have that fish. They cried. They cried, and the Torah says, not only they cried, the Torah uses the word for free. Zachamu tadagash tohra mitzrayim chinam. Fish for free. The Torah says, what fish for free? Who is going to give you fish for free? I said, no, free means there's no obligation of Torah. It doesn't matter if fish kosher, fish not kosher. The Zohar says, you want to know the secret, the Zohar says. What happened all of a sudden? Paro came out of Egypt and started to give us such a hard time. What happened? The Zohar says, because we ate non-kosher food in Egypt. Even though before the Torah, it was given to us. But a person, a Jew, cannot go to China and have a snake for supper. It's good for the Chinese. I said, a person should vomit, the Gemara says. Should vomit from it. I said, you ate in Egypt non-kosher food? The Gemara says, that's what happened. Paro came and started to give you a hard time. I said, the food is a major factor in
in belief that you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. So, Chacham de Gemara said, I want to explain to you the whole story now. I said, you don't want the man, huh? Excuse me. You know why you're having man? Because Avraham Avinu gave a piece of bread. He said he's going to give a piece of bread to the angels. Hashem granted him with the man. He said, what the man is? The man is from Shamayim. He says, this is Emunah. The man is the bread of belief that Hashem is the king. He said, he may not live from one day to the next. You cannot collect too much. He says, on Shabbat it's going to be, not going to be Shabbat, is like a queen. Shabbat HaMalkah is the queen. He says, the whole purpose is to believe. You want to go back to Egypt now, and you want to have over there fish. What fish? Fish free from its water, the Gemara. He says, I don't want to check the fish. It's kosher fish, it's not kosher. Who cares about it? Oh, that's what you said. He says, that thing, that crying, and they were crying, the Torah says, that's with Parashah. And that crying shows that you don't have any connection with the crown of kingdom. That started this last week, and Moshe did not pray for them. But Moshe waited. This Parashah is the continuation of that story. So we don't want to go to Israel. He says, where do you want to go? Get back to Egypt. Oh, and you're crying. Huh? That crying that you cried this week's Parashah is connected to the crying that you cried last week's Parashah. And over there it says you cried for nothing because you don't want the Torah. And it says, that's what the Gemara says. You know, Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed because Beit HaMikdash is just a place that we see Hashem's kingdom. You don't want it. Hashem is saying, you don't want the kingdom, you don't want the kingdom, right? You want to have non-kosher fish in Egypt, right? You don't want the man, right? You don't want to go to Israel because that's the center of the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't want it. I said, listen, it's not a punishment. It's not you lost the visa to be here. Excuse me, on earth. You lost it. And the Gemara says, there's three episodes. And by each episode, we lost the connection with the crown. By the golden calf, we lost the connection with the altar in Beit HaMikdash that had the crown. This was the crown of Kohuna. Then, last week, first was the episode that we ran away from Har Sinai to say we don't want to learn Torah anymore. So you lost the connection with the crown on the Ark, in Beit HaMikdash. It's called Keter Torah. Then we cried that we don't want the food. We want our own food. We want fish. We want non-kosher fish. It says, so by having all this, it means you're losing the connection with the crown of kingdom. This is the table. So we lost three of them. The Gemara says, look, like says, Parasha is Korach is coming. Korach is coming. Moshe doesn't pray no more. So Moshe, why don't you pray? This is not a crown. It's called Keter Shem Tov. I understand. You pray three times because they lost the crown and the under decree, but you prayed. Moshe saw what's going to happen soon. He says, Moshe prays, I can't pray. It happened three times. So what happened now? But look what happened now. Moshe says, no, I'll tell you what it is. Tell them I'm going to be now. The crown of Shem Tov, the last crown, the Mishnah says the top, this is the menorah in Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, menorah in Beit HaMikdash, the reason why it was a menorah is to show that the Shekhinah, the person can feel the Shekhinah. The person comes certain places, he can feel Kedusha. The Gemara says, in Beit HaKnesset, in Iraq, after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, people used to walk inside and say, I feel something. It says that feeling that the person has, like when you go to the Kotel, you feel something. It says that feeling is called Keter Shem Tov. It's the menorah. The menorah was the feeling of Shekhinah. The Gemara says Shekhinah is only if you have peace. If you have fights and argument, the Shekhinah flies away. It says since Korach started its revolution, rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu, that fight. And he was able, so-called, to convince all of Israel to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, lost Keter Shem Tov. Lost this crown that people might be connecting themselves to that crown to be saved from the tragedy. So Moshe said, I can't pray anymore. I lost everything. First I prayed for you in the golden calf, because at that time you lost this one crown. Then I prayed for you when you ran outside of Beit HaMikdash. Then I prayed for you in the desert. And now, this is the last crown. Now you have machloket. You have disagreement. You said, division. I says, nothing else to do. This is the Gemara says, Moshe says, forget about it. I have nothing else to do. Quit my job. I can't pray. Do whatever you want with Korach. I can do nothing. Let's Chachamim say that the Torah is not a story, it's a message as well. The person should connect himself to try. And Arin says the person should tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be a Kohen. I want to be a scholar in Torah. And I want to realize your kingdom. And I want, so-called, Ket Hashem Tov, to be connected to the menorah for the peace. This is just an exit from all the decrees to Mashiach Mabar Menami.